heartland.com.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Brady Bowman and Dave Lewis, taking a look at 2017. Again, feel free to call in 537-1350 if you have some thoughts. Number five, according to our listeners or viewers of our website anyway, the ice storm that never happened in January.
The ice storm that wasn't. That was one of those things where I think it's interesting that it had so many views on our website because it didn't end up being the ice storm that we all feared it was going to be. But I think that it had enough views on our website. It shows that people knew we were on top of it, at least. And I remember I was updating that story quite a bit because, as we all know, with winter weather and especially ice, I mean, that changes hour by hour. You don't know how it's going to happen, really, till it hits the ground and starts freezing. And that was interesting because it looked like it was going to be bad. And we've seen some bad ice storms in this part
of the
country.
Well, I remember one, it's probably close to 10 years ago now, when I first moved out to my place out by Keats, and that's when we got that horrible one where I know we were without power for a couple of weeks, and people in town were struggling too. And
I was still in school. I had to stay with some friends for a week. I think, and that hit most a big part of the state too,
right,
if I remember correctly.
I remember daily phone calls to West Star, and yep. I mean, it was one of those things. So that was number five, and it looks like we might have a call.
And that was around January 11th.
January 11th. Okay, good to know there. And number six, Coach Snyder, of course, being hospitalized with a serious but very treatable health issue, according to multiple reports on Friday. This was on February 10th when we posted this. News first broken by GoPowerCat.com's Tim Fitzgerald. I'll let you elaborate. There was a lot of concern about this. I know it's borderline sports story, but in my book, I mean, it's something we as news people also pay attention to.
Oh, if it's Phil Snyder, it's news. You know?
Yes, it is.
And right, we eventually find out that he was battling throat cancer, and as far as we know, it seems like he's fought that battle really well over the year. And as far as I know, and Dave, you might know a little more on that than I do, or could clarify some of that. But from all we know, it seems like the prognosis is still pretty good.
As far as I know.
And I remember,
mean, he's completed his treatments. And from what I understand, there are no more treatments to be done. But, you know, cancer, you're always thinking that the possibility could reoccur.
I'm due for my annual check in January, yeah. So. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know all of that, but I understand that he is no longer under treatment. So.
And of course,
under
what
watch,
made that,
but not treatment.
What made that such a big story? I mean, it's Bill Snyder. Not only is it a story because it's Bill Snyder and he's facing cancer, but it's nearly 80 Bill Snyder facing cancer, and
he was 77 at the time. Brady, 3 years makes
nearly
a big difference.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're hedging.
Approaching.
but still, I mean, people hear about that, and then your concern is even higher. But, I mean, wow, what a battle.
Yeah. I remember you sharing, you had some event that he actually helped out with right around that same time.
Yeah, and that was in, I think, February.
It was. Mm-hmm.
Where
exactly
I was
right.
MC of an event on campus, and he had been asked, and this is long before the diagnosis, he had been asked to be a judge at this. This is what was called the three-minute thesis, where students in the K-State graduate program they have to defend their thesis in 3 minutes in front of a set of judges. And Coach was asked to be one of those judges, and he said he was going to be there. And this is after, you know, things were going on. It was pretty well documented by that time what he was facing, and that he was taking treatments for it. And he showed up, and he was in great spirits. And I talked to him a little bit afterwards, it really showed a lot of people, you know, the kind of muster this guy's got. I mean, you know, he could have just, you know, called off everything and done whatever, but he stuck to his commitment, and it was terrific for everybody there. And I think a lot of people to know that, you know, here's a guy, he's facing something really, really tough, and here he is fulfilling his commitment that he had made. So that was a neat night.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. And to go through all that, going through those treatments, going through the ups and downs of a football season where there were so many injuries, and to still come out with an 8-5 record and a bowl win, that's pretty impressive.
And still the everlasting question about his future continues to pop up. And
it does.
And who knows what the top story of 2018 may be.
Very good point. Number six story of the year, as we just mentioned. Number seven, Jingle Bell Rock. Brady, you got to meet all the winners this year. I happened to be away from the station when they came in.
The last couple of years, I've met a lot of the Jingle Bell Rock winners. They're always so excited. It's always fun to meet them, too, because they just completed a pretty big hunt. You know, we don't, and I'm gladly in a spot where I never know anything. And I think, Kathy, you agree with that, too, that really only one or two people know too much about the rock's location in this whole building. And I like it that way, because that way if anybody's asking me about it, I have no idea.
I just thought of something. I could search for it next year.
You can.
Since I'm retiring. But anyway, we do hear Brian and Rachel found the first one on Tuesday, December 12th. Of course, the G. Thomas Jewelers, Manhattan Running Company, Jingle Bell Rock, and we hear from a very excited Brian.
I told myself if I found it, I would stay out there and savor it, you know, and all I wanted to do was run away with it.
And where was it found?
It was under a stack of railroad ties. And so I had, at one point, looked around that, thought, man, this would be a great place because it's such a singular location, you know, and I hadn't found it. In fact, yesterday I sat on it and thought for a while, where could it be?
And then the second Jingle Bell Rock found on a Monday, December 18th. I think I was at a law board meeting, Brady.
I think so.
You again got the call there. But Manhattan Broadcasting Company listeners, Rhea, Casey, Doreen, and Rick. And they had, of course, come in and claimed that they were the winners. And this is some of the things they had to say.
My Aunt Doreen, Casey's mom, we were all in this group together. And we have been looking for several days. And we just kind of narrowed things down and thought that we had found the place, and then Doreen found it.
And we hear from Casey.
It was underneath, or kind of like behind a bench, in a little
alcove.
Yeah, alcove of trees.
So, Jingle Bell Rock winners.
And a big year for the Jingle Bell Rock, because we did two rocks this year.
Should we go ahead and go to a break, guys? We're up to number eight. So.
All right, that's a good time.
All right.
And then we'll talk about all of them collectively and other things.
Oh, I've got other little other odds thoughts. And ends at the
Do
end,
you know?
Too, that we can talk about,
all
too.
Right.
So, but 537-1350, we're taking a look at the year 2017, top stories of the year, according to our website and what our viewers are most interested in, listeners. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S